This year, 8 students from the New Brunswick College of Craft and Design Photography and Videography Studio won the Arts NB Scholarship, which is almost half of the 20 awards given out this year. The Photo Video Studio doubled its number of winners from 2024, when 4 students won, and 2023, when only 3 students won. Valued at $2,500, Arts NB offers these scholarships based on an intensive application process meant to recognize exceptional young artists beginning their careers and studying their craft. Karen Rue, an instructor in NBCCD's Photography Videography Studio, explained why students in her studio won almost half of the Arts NB scholarships in the province this year.
The scholarship application is built into coursework in a portfolio class, and so part of that learning is, in addition to applying for these scholarships, the students have a period in class where they're creating, and they also do a portfolio analysis of all their previous work to figure out where they want to go and what exactly they want to be doing in the photography sector. When the students apply in second year for the scholarship, they have work from first year and from the first semester, but then after they apply, they make some of their best work. So I really feel that these students are set up to apply for infrastructure, professional development money, creation grants. They're on their way.
Second year NBCCD photo video student Haley McQueen elaborated on the actual process of applying for the scholarship with some help from fellow students Jesse Curtis and Emily McDonald.
Well, first you need a body of work that you can show to them so that they can determine like what your kind of style is and what you're going to be doing with the money. And we also did like a lot of writing, like descriptions of the images and
artist statements.
Yeah.
As well as a career plans letter, budget as well.
So like how the money would help us in terms of what our budget is to use towards our career or our schooling. And we also had to like write emails to get letters of recommendation from our instructors or somebody who can write a character reference for us.
Karen explained that even applying to the Arts NB scholarship is often the first step in gaining critical exposure for young artists.
Getting your name and the name recognition is really important too. That is particularly important. Even if you don't get the grant, your work is in front of people who are making decisions about who to include in shows, who to help going forward, and it can help you get other things going forward. So,
however, Karen noted that over the past 5 years, the Arts NB scholarship's monetary incentive has become increasingly important as students struggle to study and make ends meet.
When I was a student studying photography, that was my full-time job. And I was at school around the clock working on projects all the time. And I had a student loan, but I didn't have the burden of having to juggle work and school. But these days, I find that some students like work as many as 30 hours a week outside of school, which is super challenging because most of the students have 7 classes that are 3-hour long classes, and we're allowed to give them 3 hours of homework for every class that they attend. So very challenging. Like I would say probably at least in the last 6 or 7 years, and I notice it's the odd student who doesn't have a job now.
Karen's students agreed that working while going to school is the norm, and certainly not an exception. Here's Jesse Curtis, an NBCCD photo video student and one of NBCCD's Arts NB scholarship winners this year.
For me, it's part-time, just trying to get as many hours as I can. Yeah, I found I was really just either at work or school, so it's like I got the, like maybe just that couple hours after class to work on stuff, so it's really hard to try to like balance everything in and still make work that you're proud of, because I don't want to just, you know, make something just to get the project done. You still want to make something that's like an art piece that has like meaning to you and like is going to be something that maybe you want to show and not just hand in for a grade. So it's hard to balance that.
And here's Emily McDonald, another photo video student who also won an Arts NB scholarship.
I've been working two part-time jobs since I started, and working almost 7 days a week in the summertime, which isn't great, but, you know, it's what I need to do to put myself through school. It's really what I want to do, so you kind of just put your head down and work. But, yeah, certainly having the scholarship money gives me a lot of extra room to be able to focus more on school rather than stressing myself out with work all the time.
Even with the added distraction of working while studying, MBCCD students swept the Arts NB scholarship pool, with 10 of the 20 awards in the province going to the college, 8 of which went to the photo video studio. The other winners from the photo video studio were Alexander Govin, Ali Gray, Jennifer Jack, Kara Maybe, Amory Mizios, and Emily Perry. All of the winners' work, and their fellow classmates' work, is currently on display at the Charlotte Street Art Center in Fredericton, New Brunswick. I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.